Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Mid-South Spotlight. I'm Megan, and I'm sitting here with Joshua MacLeod, and he's with Instruments of Joy. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me out.
Awesome. So what is Instruments of Joy?
Yeah, Instruments of Joy is a nonprofit ministry, and what we do is we give quality musical instruments to musicians in the developing world who can't afford them.
Wow. That's a big... long sentence.
There's some people can afford instruments and there's those who can't.
Yeah.
We give out instruments to those who can't.
Yeah. Very cool. And who do you work with?
Right. So we partner with churches and nonprofit organizations that are here in Nashville mm-hmm. that have relationships and kind of deep roots in communities over in the developing world.
Yeah.
And so what we do is they pick out musicians mm-hmm. In the areas that they serve, mm-hmm. and then we get them really quality instruments to give to those musicians.
Okay.
We target either musicians who are really gifted, but they're not able to afford an instrument, mm-hmm. or a teacher or a community or an orphanage or a school that just doesn't have any musical instruments.
Okay.
So we partner with people here mm-hmm. who are going over there so that we can give out instruments.
Very cool. Is there like... certain instruments that you guys normally give, or is it you do a lot of variety of different instruments?
We have given instruments of all stripes and sizes.
Really?
It's really hard to ship a piano, but other than, you know, keyboards, drums, guitars, flutes, violins, I think the main thing that we distribute is guitars.
Okay. Like
that's kind of the instrument of choice.
Yep.
It's so kind of comprehensive, and it's...
yes.
You don't have to have a band. It's a band in a box. So,
yep.
so that's our main instrument. But
awesome.
we do really distribute all sorts of instruments.
Very cool. What is Instruments of Joy's mission?
Yeah, our mission is to equip aspiring musicians in the developing world with quality musical instruments in Jesus' name.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. And how did it get its start?
You know, I think it was 2007, I was in an orphanage in Malawi, mm-hmm. and it was an AIDS orphanage, mm. and the situation was so bleak. I mean, all the kids' parents had died of AIDS, there's mm-hmm. no electricity, they're eating once a day, mm-hmm. and I'm just surrounded by poverty. Mm-hmm. And we're like, you know, you're on the missions trip and you're kind of on tour and you're up in front of everybody and you're like, what am I even doing? Like, this is so just horrible. And in the middle of that environment, there was a 16-year-old young man that walks into this environment, and he had a gas can and a block of wood. Mm. And he took that gas can and block of wood, and he like put some strings on it somehow, and he started playing that thing, mm-hmm. and he brought music into this environment. Mm-hmm. And the entire atmosphere changed.
Wow.
And the kids that were sitting and just had gloom on their faces, like now they're clapping and they're singing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that music has such an incredible potential to bring hope and to bring joy in an area where there's great poverty.
Yeah.
I also realized that I had three guitars sitting collecting dust in my bonus room, and this kid is playing a gas can and a block of wood.
Yep.
And what could he do if he was able to make that much of a change with a really cheap instrument? Mm-hmm. What could he do with a really great instrument?
Mm.
So that's kind of some of the heart behind Instruments of Joy. So what we decided to do is start giving out instruments all over the world to musicians who have capacity to bring change and to bring hope, but they don't have financial capacity to pay for instruments.
Awesome. I love that so much. I know I've seen videos. Some of our DJs here at WayFM have gone on mission trips, and the videos that stand out are like the circle of kids with like a 5-gallon bucket turned upside down.
Yeah.
Just like banging on it and making a beat and dancing. So that just is awesome that you guys are, you know, a resource for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really fun. It's cool.
Yeah. Why is it important, do you think?
I think people who live in poverty really need to see beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
If all that you see is poverty, mm-hmm. and you only see destruction and you see chaos and you mm-hmm. see, you know, dirt and just it's horrible situation, there's no inspiration. It's like, what do I have to grab onto? What is there outside of the poverty that I'm currently in that I can reach for, that I can move into? And so when you bring a beautiful piece of artistry into an area of poverty, it brings inspiration and it brings hope. So it's so important. I think a lot of times when we focus on bringing relief and development into the developing world, we're, and rightly so, we're focused on food and clothes and shelter and things like that. But if we only focus on that, it's sort of like we are only remembering that people are bodies. But people are not just bodies. People have a soul. And so what we want to do is come alongside those organizations that are providing for a body and also help them provide for a soul. So that's so important. And I mean, you know, you guys are a radio station. You get the, you get the importance of music and the impact that things can make. So
A lot of people use music as their escape. And I mean, I go to concerts personally, and that's where you kind of just forget about your to-do list, forget about work tomorrow or things like that. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, we need inspiration. You know, we need to see, we need to reach out and hope for something.
Yeah. So awesome. What makes you different?
Well, as a ministry, I think there's several things that make us different. One is we have very low overhead, almost no overhead. We have churches that host holding all our instruments before they go out for free. And what we do is we kind of leverage the transportation system that's already set up. So all the churches in the area, the ministries in the area, they're already paying for the plane tickets to go overseas. So we just partner with those organizations so we don't have to pay for shipping a lot of times. We just, you know, put them in the overhead. The second thing that kind of makes us unique is we give a photo back of every person who receives the instrument. So when you donate an instrument that's sitting around collecting dust, or you donate funds to purchase an instrument, then we send you back a picture of the person who received your gifts. So I was showing you kind of that whole stack of,
That's awesome. So. Very cool. Yeah, no, we were glancing through all the different countries and instruments, and it's just incredible what you guys are doing. What type of services do Instruments of Joy provide?
So we do instrument collection is one. So, you know, if there's like a drive at your church or something like that, like we're having an instrument drive. And then we do instrument repair. So if somebody, like if a lot of times people either don't know that an instrument is pretty junky, or they do know and they just want to get rid of it. So what we do for instruments that are not really kind of up to par to be sent out for a musician is we actually turn those into pieces of art, and then we sell those. Like, so we'll take a guitar and like paint all over it and make it a beautiful piece of art, and then sell that to raise money to buy instruments. But we also, if an instrument is good, it just needs some adjustments or things like that, we get it adjusted and repaired, and then we get them connected with organizations that go overseas. And you know, there we go. It's this year we've sent out like 100 instruments so far. In like 40 countries, and
That's awesome.
The ministry has sent over 300 instruments. Our goal is 10,000. So in a sense, it's like, okay, we've got 300 instruments out into the most remote places in the entire, you know, poorest communities in the world. That's amazing. But then it's like, well, but then we want to get out 10,000. So it's like, okay, we still need help. we're still building this thing.
But surely in Music City, people have instruments just lying around waiting to be donated.
It's true.
To Instruments of Joy.
And don't do that. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
How did you personally get involved with Instruments of Joy?
You know, it's funny. I was... after this experience with this kid, I was in that orphanage, and I was watching that kid, and I was just crying. And I came home, and I was thinking like, okay, I've got to do something. And I was sitting at Five Point Starbucks, and I was praying, and I was reading James. And James said, pure religion and undefiled before our God and Father's is to visit the orphan and the widow in their distress and keep oneself unspotted from the world. And so when I was praying, I just said to God, like, okay, God, what do you want me to do for orphans? And when I was praying, I remember that kid in Malawi. And so, and then I was like, what do you want me to do for widows? And he gave me another idea for another ministry that's called Picture the Nation. So I've got Picture the Nations and Instruments of Joy that I started. But so I went home, and I had three guitars that were hanging in my bonus room collecting dust. One of them was like a very nice artisan, you know, very expensive, good guitar. And then I had two guitars that were like, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I was asking God, like, okay, so, you know, which one do you want me to send? Mm-hmm. And I was listening to this sermon about like, well, give God your best. Oh. So I was like, I'm gonna take this. So, but what ended up happening is that there was a missions trip that was going to Malawi to that same place like 2 weeks later. And so I sent my guitar along with that kid. And then what happened is the good one. I sent the good one.
Yep.
Then my sister found out that I was doing that. She did a yard sale, and then we were able to send four guitars.
Wow.
And then it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how it happened.
Yeah.
Like, here I am talking on the radio about this thing.
Yeah.
It's just grown, and it's really an indicator to me that it's not just something that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. It's something that God wanted to do.
Yeah.
So the whole thing started with just saying, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. And he was like, give people instruments. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to do that.
Yep.
But it's been really cool to just watch. I mean, I've had people just walk into my office and be like, hey, here's this $2,000 Strat that, you know, I just feel like God told me to give it to you. I'm like, what? You know, I mean, now it's like in my outer Mongolia, you know, being used in a band of teens that go out into seedy places and play music. You know, it's good music, but, you know, so it really is. It's just grown organically.
Yeah. Awesome. That is so cool. And how can people help or get involved?
I thought you'd never ask. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, there's three ways. So one is if you have an instrument that is sitting in your house collecting dust, please give that instrument to an aspiring musician in the developing world, and we'll give you back a picture of the person who received your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Two is it costs us about $50 to get an instrument collected, connected, and, you know, delivered.
Yep.
So a $50 donation gets an instrument out. And then we have a partnership with an organization that allows us to buy guitars at less than cost.
Wow.
So I can get like a $400, $500 guitar for like $150.
Wow.
So if somebody makes a $200 donation, I can go purchase an instrument and get it delivered. So it's kind of like there's a $50, there's a $200.
Yep.
And then, there, of course, there's the people that help us keep the lights on, the monthly supporters and things like that, that are just involved in all the instruments going out. So either donate an instrument or do some kind of awareness thing. Give us $50, we'll get one delivered. Give us $200, we'll buy one and give it delivered.
Yeah.
And if you want to be on our team, then just join the monthly support, you know, stakeholder kind of thing. That's
awesome. And where can people get more info?
So we've got Instagram, Instruments of Joy. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. If you just go to our Instagram page, you can see all the people, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's a new face of somebody that, you know, got an instrument. And then instrumentsofjoy.org is our website.
Perfect.
We have an unbelievably gifted partnership coordinator named Andrea. And you can email Andrea, A-N-D-R-I-A, at instrumentsofjoy.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can email me, Joshua, at instrumentsofjoy.org.
Perfect.
Or just, you know, go to our website. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, very cool. And one last thing, if there was one thing you could tell people about Instruments of Joy, what would you say?
You know, I would remind people that when people live in great poverty, they need to see beautiful things.
Mm.
And we have so much access to hear great music, to do beautiful things, to see beautiful things. And I think when we're celebrating the gifts of all of the beauty that's around us, I think it's really important that we remember those people who don't have access to those things and do something about it. You know, whether it's give an instrument or go on a missions trip or do something, just celebrate beauty by helping others have beauty as well and hope and, you know, music and things like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Joshua, for being here this morning and telling us all about Instruments of Joy. That is awesome. I'm sure you guys are thinking about that instrument that you have sitting in the closet and instrumentsofjoy.org. You go there and can see what you can do with that instrument. Thanks again.
Oh, it was so delightful. Thank you for using this platform to speak up for people who can't speak for themselves, the musicians all over the world.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's it that we have for the Mid-South Spotlight today. You guys have a great rest of your Sunday.